It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 20th day of January in our brand new year of 2018? I do hope so. Today, I have a special dish piping hot from the oven for you, a listener essay on the theme, My Community Hero. It's from Rajib Kumar Mondal from Nature, Bangladesh.
Hello, dear listeners. I am Rajib Kumar Mondal from Bangladesh. And my club name is Shaon DX Corner. Today I share with you about my ordinary hero. And my hero is Polan Sarkar.
As the people of the village wake in the morning, the first thing they see is Polan Sarkar. He stands there smiling with a bag of books on his shoulder. He may be all of 94 years, but is sprightly as a young man. He travels on foot for miles, going from village to village with his books. He buys the books with his own money and lends them to the people. After a few weeks, he comes by again. The villagers return the books and bro from the fresh lot he bring along. He has been doing this for the past 30 years. He covers about 20 villages in Rajshahi, a district of Bangladesh, suffering an innovative reading revolution in the region. A large number of people are poor and illiterate in rural Bangladesh, the country with a population of about 160 million. Polan Sarkar's dream is to ride his village and the surrounding village of illiteracy and ignorance. Polan lost his father when he was just 5 months old. He went to school, but only up till class 6. After that, poverty curtailed any chance of further education. He did not lose his habit of reading, but there was a dearth of books in the village. He would brew books from here and there to read. After spending a childhood in poverty, the extremity of his poverty somewhat abated. After he inherited some land from his grandfather, he grew up, married, and continued to nurture his dream. As a young man, Polan joined Jatra, a local folk theater. He had played role of a clown and make people laugh. In those days, there were very few Jatra artists who would read and write. There were no photocopiers or cyclostyle machine. The scripts had to be copied by hand. Polan Sarkar would do that. He would also sit in the wings promoting the artist on stage. That is how his love of reading grew. Polan Sarkar grew up in the home of his maternal uncle. He would collect the tax from the peasants of his uncle's land. Later, he also worked as the Union Council tax collector. He had buy books with the money he earned. He had not only read the books, but lend them to others to read too. That was the beginning, say Polan Sarkar, when people would see me lending books. They had come to bro to distributing books on foot almost become an obsession to me. Polan Sarkar loves to give people the classic of Bangla literature to read. He also likes lending books of folklore and stories by other popular authorities.
Palan Sarkar's book reading movement was limited to a few villages of Rajshahi. No one knew about this movement outside this remote area. When the Daily Prathamalo published a story about him on 27 February 2007, people got to learn about him. He was given the National Award, Ekushi Padok. Palan Sarkar still goes walking with his books every day. He is a humorous man with a zest for life. He has been an inspiration to the people around him. His enthusiasm for books has spilled over from his village. Many others have followed his example in setting up libraries and distributing books from village to village. In the darkness of illiteracy that ensures rural Bangladesh, Palan Sarkar is a bright beacon of hope. Yes, and he is my proud of as a local hero. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much, Rajib, for telling us about Palan Sarkar, the walking library. Listeners, you can read Rajib's essay on the RFI English Sound Kitchen webpage. Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 16th of December, I asked you about a story on the RFI English website about France's once dominant conservative party, Les Républicains. I asked you to send in the name of the new president of the French political party, Les Républicains. The answer is Laurent Wauquiez. He's 42 years old and, as RFR reported, is a hard-hitting critic of our centrist president, Emmanuel Macron. The winners of this week's quiz are Biswanath Mandal, president of the RFI World Radio Club in Murshidabad, India, and Solomon Fesahazian from Asmara, Eritrea. Hailing from Sirajganj, Bangladesh, there's Royeka Khatun, a member of the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club, and from Golaghat, India, Usha Hazarika, a member of the United RFI Listeners Club. Last but certainly not least, RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. Bonjour, Jean-Maurice. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Have you, like me, been entranced to see our sisters in Saudi Arabia at a football match? The kingdom is loosening up restrictions on women. They'll even be able to drive in June. Another first. Last week was the very first time women were allowed to enter a football stadium and watch a match, and one young woman even worked at the match, which was held in Jeddah. She put pictures on social media of herself and other women spectators, pictures which are a big hit. Her tweet was liked over 14,000 times. My question to you is, what is her name? What is the name of the 18-year-old Saudi Arabian woman who helped organize and who worked at the very first football match where women were allowed? Can you believe this is even a subject in 2018? Saudi sisters, we're with you. Brave women. You have until the 19th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 24th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that stuff ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yes, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size, because boys like a little more booty to hold at night. You know I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll, so if that's what you're into, just go ahead. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny ladies that. No, I'm just plain. I know you think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yes, my mom. I'm all about that bass. I'm all